And coming up next, we've got a preview of the December 6th return to the Missouri Theater stage of new music ensemble Alarm Will Sound. I recently visited by phone with the artistic director of Alarm Will Sound, Alan Pearson. We'll hear from him next. Then it's a selection from their new release, Splitting Atoms, contemporary American composer John Adams' Chamber Symphony. We'll hear the second movement. That's coming up in under 10 minutes here on Classical 90.5.
I am Alan Pearson. I'm the artistic director of Alarm Will Sound. I conduct the ensemble, and I'm also a freelance contemporary music conductor at large.
And how long have you been associated with Alarm Will Sound? Is it since the early days at Eastman, or did you come on board later?
I'm part of the group from the very beginning. I was part of the team that founded Alarm Will Sound back in 2001.
Was there any thought 15, 16 years ago now, we're going to make this a career and we're still going to stick with this? Were you all that prescient?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely, I don't know if I'd say prescient, I would say ambitious. That was definitely the goal. We all had really enjoyed playing together when we were students, and that was a dream, to be able to keep doing it, you know, and make the kind of work we were doing part of our ongoing professional lives.
And here you are now, over 15 years later, Alarm Will Sound not just hanging on, but seemingly thriving. Two new releases. One is Modernist. We'll get to that in a moment. There's also a new release called Splitting Atoms, a pair of chamber symphonies by contemporary American composer John Adams. Can you tell me about Alarm Will Sound's relationship historically with Adams?
You know, Adams is really part of the DNA of Alarm Will Sound. His chamber symphony, which he wrote in the early 90s, is one of the classic pieces for the instrumentation that we have. Alarm Will Sound is what we in the business call a symphonietta. It's a kind of one of everything orchestra. And it's an orchestra, it's a kind of ensemble that wasn't being written for before the 20th century. John wrote the Chamber Symphony in the early 1990s, and that became one of the real classics of the repertoire for this kind of one of everything mini orchestra. When we started dreaming up the idea of Alarm Will Sound, it was one of the pieces in our mind that was going to be part of our repertoire and that actually was going to be part of how we figured out what our ensemble was. Like, we have, you know, one of everything, but we have two percussion and two violins and two clarinets. And a lot of that was because of what John did in Chamber Symphony. There are two clarinets in Chamber Symphony. And that piece is one of the early pieces that Alarm Will Sound played. We started playing it really early on in the ensemble's life. And then we met John in 2005 when he came to New York to hear us do a concert of his music at the Miller Theater. And it was at that concert that he said, hey, I want to write you guys a piece, and suggested the idea of a follow-up to Chamber Symphony for us. And that idea was hugely exciting and inspiring. Chamber Symphony was a piece I had loved for years and years, and that was really part of Alarm Will Sound's origin. And the idea, and it was a piece that was and is being played all over the world by so many ensembles. It's a real staple of the repertoire. So the idea that John was going to make a sequel of it and make it for us was a thrilling, like, great moment in Alarm Will Sound early on. And he wrote us that piece in 2007, 2008, and we've been playing it a bunch ever since.
So the new release from Alarm Will Sound, Splitting Atoms, that's ADAMS, focuses on two works from contemporary American composer John Adams, his 1992 Chamber Symphony, and then the follow-up, the sequel, if you will, to 2007, Son of Chamber Symphony. Alarm Will Sound has another recent release out that features works from numerous composers. It's Modernist. It came out in 2016. It's got works on there as diverse as Revolution 9 by the Beatles, arranged by Matt Marks, works by Alarm Will Sound pianist John Orff and Augusta Reed Thomas. Tell me about how the idea for Modernists came together. And I'm interested in also in your reaction to, I was reading the Pitchfork review of the work where Seth Coulter Walls says, quote, as modern music moves beyond modernism, the classical community is still scared of the innovations of 75 years ago. Alarm Will Sound tackles those scary sounds and finds new life. It seems like there's maybe a whole world of composers out there that the average classical listener hasn't really dove into. And I think what Walls is stating is out of fear, and Alarm Will Sound maybe wants to overcome that fear.
Right. I really appreciated what he said with in that review, and I think he really got what we were trying to do with the album. It is it's a pretty wildly diverse album, but it's all stuff that centers around this idea of modernism. And something that struck us in looking at the musical world today was the extent to which modernism continues to be kind of scary, continues to be a place that listeners are a little scared to go to, and that orchestras and programmers are scared to go to. It's music, even as postmodernism has more than taken hold in the musical world, modernism continues to be a sort of world of music that programmers are a little cautious about programming. The idea of the album was to kind of lampoon that, to program really wide-ranging music that connects in some way to modernism, that we think is really engaging and often fun and silly and wacky, and presented in a way that lampooned that fear that I think continues to be present in the musical world of modernist music. A lot of the repertoire that we're playing reflects on and builds on work that we've done at the International Composers Festival in Colombia over the years. We're playing two pieces by alumni from the festival, Clint Needham and Mary Kunjan, both of whom were past resident composers there. Mary is taking the piece that she wrote for us for the festival and expanding it. The piece called Paper Pianos, and it's based on the story of a refugee from Afghanistan who came to America and describes his experience trying to figure out how to be a young musician in the very limiting world of the Taliban. So we're performing that piece, and it's a kind of work in progress now as she continues to develop it for eventually a full concert production for Alarm Will Sound. We're also playing music by Stefan Freund, who is, of course, a professor at Mizzou, as well as being Alarm Will Sound's cellist. And we're playing music by Andrew Norman, who was a Mizzou guest composer several years ago. And we're playing a piece by our own member, Kayla Burhans, who's a violinist in Alarm Will Sound, also plays electric guitar, and is also a really fantastic composer. And we're playing a piece of his that we gave the world premiere of at Columbia on the festival. So the program really is building on the work and the relationship that we've been developing at the festival for all of these years.
That was Alan Pearson, the artistic director of Alarm Will Sound. The New Music Ensemble makes a visit to Columbia every summer as part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival. We've got a bonus visit from them coming up next Wednesday, December the 6th, at Columbia's Missouri Theater. You can find more details about that show and all upcoming MU School of Music events at music.missouri.edu.